May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. They said to Philip, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." It's not a particularly unusual request. In the many gospel stories that chart Jesus' journey from Galilee toward Jerusalem and the cross, we hear time and again of crowds pressing in on Jesus, wanting to see him. Individual characters seeking Jesus out at significant points as he walks his path, wanting to see him out of curiosity, out of suspicion and fear, out of need, out of conviction, out of love. I don't know why these particular visitors to Jerusalem for the festival wanted to see Jesus, but I do know the desire. Having given this some considerable reflection, I want to see Jesus. Wouldn't that be something else? Seeing Jesus would lift him out of the realm of story and somehow make it all like real life. But I wonder if these Greeks who came to Philip had any idea what they were asking. It seems a simple enough request, but Jesus' response is anything but simple. I have no idea what answer Philip and Andrew expected, but I'll bet they did not expect to hear about death. Jesus doesn't respond with a simple yes or no. Instead, he begins to talk about a grain of wheat which falls into the earth. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servants be also. Somehow, death and seeing Jesus are intimately related. To see Jesus is more than looking at him. It is more than just believing the things he said and did. As Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, has put it, "You have to go where the cross is, because where Jesus is, there will his friends be also." That's the tough news for us this week. This week, we follow Jesus to the cross, and into the fullness of that life we name as eternal, not as spectators, but as participants. If we want to see Jesus, then we too must learn how to die. Seeing Jesus means dying to all the parts of our life that, to whatever extent, might blind us. Fear, the need to be right or to be in control, anger and resentment, the guilt and disappointments of our past, craven attachment to power, money, reputation, the ways in which we separate ourselves from one another, the ways in which we hurt one another and damage relationships, our obsessions and compulsions, our emotional agendas. We're also very human, aren't we? Simply human. Seeing Jesus means dying to our own self-sufficiency. We let go of our life to receive God's life, to see, to know, to be known, to live in the fullness of the Spirit of life, which is Christ Jesus. And not just for ourselves, but for the life of the world and all who live in it. Rowan Williams has also said, "Christians are Christians because they sense that God's own life, broken, shared, and buried, has proved to be uncontainable. It has spread out, kindled, and renewed lives the world over." This work of dying is hard spiritual work. It's painful. It's soul troubling. My own experience of living in monastic community confronts me with my resistance to letting go, to revisiting over and over again the same spiritual challenges. And it's good to have a soul friend who can guide us in this work. Dying, however, begins to clarify and heal our vision. We see a new life and a new way of being in the world. This new life looks like Jesus and his way of living and being in the world. Jesus, the one who is the compassionate face of God, the one for others, who, having loved his friends, loved them to the very end. That's one way to try and comprehend what this week is about. One way of looking at Holy Week is to see it as a school for learning how to die. And death is the window through which we see Jesus. We need to be careful, though, that we don't get stuck looking at the window rather than through the window to see what lies beyond. Dying is not an end in itself, but a means, a way of cooperating with God in God's work of transforming who we are. Grains of wheat, that's who we are. But through death, we can become the bread of life. Amen.